dossier on Demetrius. A document now gathering dust in a silent room. Gregory Keene turns another page of the dossier on Demetrius.
What I was doing that night was insane, and I knew it. But I went ahead just the same. When Demetrius escaped through the roadblocks in Norfolk and disappeared into thin air again, I knew I was for it. I'd gone directly counter to orders from my chief, Colonel Fentress, and it doesn't matter what service you're in, when you're told to do a thing, you do it. But I had more than my job at stake. I had not only to run Demetrius to earth, I had to prove that I was right about Hady Berkner. Yes, I know, you can laugh. I wish I could, instead of sitting here shriveling as I go through the dossier page by page. But when I heard from Eustace Manninley that Bookman, Dr. Martin Rudolph Bookman, the psychiatrist, was the man furnishing Demetrius with his headquarters, and after I'd been kicked off the affair by Fentress, it seemed to me that I could clear everything up at one stroke if I managed to take Demetrius myself. That was why Cutts and I drove to the sanatorium in Hampstead Heath early in the morning. That was why I was crazy enough to tackle the thing alone instead of having the place surrounded. And that was why... Oh, well, I'll get on with it. This is near enough, Cutts. Let's have a look around.
What do you want me to do, Major?
Well, let's get the lie of the land first. I shouldn't think that wrought iron gate'd be unlocked. Give me a leg up and we'll have a look over the wall, eh? I want you to picture this place of Bookman's. It was well set back from the road. An old house of two stories set among some trees in something of a park. Reasonably well-kept lawns and shrubs sort of thing. All surrounded by a high stone wall. The main entrance was flanked by a pair of tallish bastions. The gate was an ornate affair. One of those rather hideous old grillwork arrangements done in the style that Victorians thought gave their houses stature. But that was all that met the eye from the street outside. To begin with, there was something odd about the top of the wall. Come on, Cuts, I said, give me a leg up.
I'd much rather go over first myself, sir.
Nothing doing.
Well, I'm better at coping if Bookman has dogs or men in the ground, sir.
I'm going first. We're going to argue all night.
Oh, well, all right. Put your foot just here. That's right. Now, one, two, up. What is it, sir?
Top of the wall's covered in broken glass. Said it's cement.
Does Dr. Bookman want to keep his patients in, or Nosey Parker's out? Catch yourself, sir?
Oh, a little.
Is there a rug in the car, sir?
Yes, in the back.
Then we'll soon fix the wall. Wait just a jiff, sir.
And while I waited for Cutts to come back with the rug, a phone call was being made. A phone call I'd have sold my soul to have known about.
Yes?
Is that Grosvenor 3257?
It's right.
I hope you'll forgive me for troubling you at this hour, but I wish to speak to Miss Hady Berkner, who I believe is a neighbor of yours in your block of flats. Her telephone is out of order. I really wouldn't disturb you if it were not extremely important.
Oh, all right, old chap. I'll get it for you. Hang on.
Of course, you're very kind.
Dreadful of us to trouble you twice in one night like this. Thank you very much. Hello?
Hady, I'm at the ship.
What about Gregory at Rudolph's?
He did not arrive by the time I left, obviously.
Why didn't you wait for him?
I listened to some wise counsel from Bookman. There's nothing at the sanatorium to show that any of us were ever there, nothing at all. Better to keep out of the way than to stay there and face Keene and perhaps run the risk of being trapped. We couldn't be sure he was coming alone. He was much more likely to have the place surrounded.
What do you want me to do?
Keep in close touch with Keene. Find out how much he discovers from Bookman. And find out if he thinks he must have made a mistake when he sees there's no sign of us at the sanatorium.
Why is it important? Why don't we leave with the tide tomorrow?
Why? Because we haven't time to move the loot, of course. Still at the sanatorium. And eventually, if the worst comes to the worst, it may be up to you to see to its removal.
Oh, that will be impossible.
As long as my name is Demetrius Hady, I'm not leaving London without that hoard. It's safe for the present. I'm waiting to hear from Bookman, and then I'll ring you again. Listen, can you cultivate that neighbor of yours enough to use his phone whenever you want to?
Yes.
Then wait to hear from me.
He must be at the sanatorium this very minute. This very minute.
Beg pardon, Miss Bingby.
Oh, no, no. Thank you terribly much. I'll try not to disturb you again tonight. Good night.
All right, Major.
Yes. Listen, hear anything?
Not a thing. No dogs. That's something to be flaming thankful for.
Well, there's a lighted window. Make your way over to it and get into the house if you can. I'm going straight to the front door. If you can't get in, knock on the front door after me. If you can, work your way through the house to the sound of voices, wait out of sight, and spring to it if I need you.
I'll be there.
In 5 minutes, I'll be at the front door. Go to it. Well, remember the drill now. Straight in as the door opens. Shoot first if you have to.
Yes? Who is it? What is the meaning of this? Who are you? What do you mean, bursting into my sanatorium?
Dr. Bookman.
My name is Bookman. But if you do not give an account of yourself at once, I shall call the police and have you arrested.
I can give an excellent account of myself. My name is Keane, and I'm here in an official capacity.
What sort of an official are you? I must protest that... I shall make a complaint.
I'm a major of MI5. I have reason to believe you have been harboring a criminal named Demetrius. The sanatorium is surrounded already by police, and I am here to make a search for the house.
This is an outrage!
You prefer to stand here, or might we start in your study? I presume you have one.
I am a psychiatrist of the highest standing. You cannot possibly search these premises. I have patients in the most delicate condition. I cannot permit them to be disturbed.
Then I suggest you lower your voice and conduct me to your own quarters. I'm in no hurry, and there are one or two matters I would like to discuss with you.
Very well, then. But I must warn you. I shall take this matter up in the highest quarters, if necessary, with the minister himself. The idea, security police forcing their way into a place such as this in the middle of the night.
Will you lead the way, please, Dr. Bookman?
Very well, come then. Through here, and the door on your right.
You don't mind if I follow you?
Ridiculous, utterly ridiculous. Now. Major Keane, observe my study. The cabinets contain my records. Would you care to examine them for... What did you say your criminal's name was?
Demetrius.
I've never even heard of such a person. Do you suggest he is here as one of my patients?
Well, that would be the obvious way to hide him. Sit down, Dr. Bookman.
You invite me to sit down in my own...
Sit down. That's better. Now look here, Bookman. Your histrionics are quite impressive. If I were in the mood to make small talk, I'd say you were in the wrong business. But I'm not. Some weeks ago, you reported your car stolen, do you remember?
You would be better occupied finding the culprit. The car has never been the same since.
It was used in the attempted murder of a young woman. Now, point two. Until he was killed recently, a certain Tony Marzotti ran a nightclub in Soho called the Red Feathers.
I do not patronize nightclubs.
Ah, but this Marzotti had a profitable sideline. He sold drugs. I have information that he obtained his drugs from you.
At one moment, I am harboring a criminal named Demetrius. The next, I am supplying nightclub owners with drugs. Major Keane, are you sure you don't need some of my professional attention?
In a second, Bookman, you're going to get some of mine. Your car was not stolen. It was used with your knowledge and consent. You did supply Marzotti with drugs, and Marzotti was one of Demetrius' accomplices. Others of his gang have repeatedly disappeared in this vicinity.
This is preposterous. I cannot believe that your organization goes about pestering people on such flimsy humbug. If you wish to bring such charges as these, produce some proof. And if you wish to search my premises, bring a responsible police officer with a search warrant. Have you a search warrant, Major?
No, but I'm searching nevertheless.
I could prevent you by force.
Could you, Bookman? In the face of this?
So, now you threaten me with weapons. That will bring two of my attendants. They are used to dealing with violent people, Major Keane.
Cuts.
Yes, Major?
Anyone about?
Oh, I left two goons tied up in the basement, sir.
All right. Wait outside. Well, Bookman, do we search?
I will bring charges against you. Search, then. Search from cellars to attics. And the moment you leave, begin composing the apology you will have to make.
Where does that door go?
To a closet where I keep my instruments. Would you care to see inside?
If you please. Thank you. I see you're a pianist, Dr. Bookman.
Such man! Don't keep me up here all night!
I play a little myself. Hello, manuscript. Now, don't tell me you compose.
It is a hobby. I am devoted to the flutes of Bach.
These notes you have jotted down here in counterpoint, they're not Bach, are they?
If you don't mind, my music is close to me.
Oh, but I'm interested. Yes, what an odd little theme. Do you mind if I try it?
You come to touch my house. Now you want to play the piano. Kindly do not sit at my piano, Major Keane. I must insist you get away from my piano.
Oh, just a few notes, I'm sure you don't mind, really. How does it go now? Yes. 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 The moment I saw those notes, we didn't have to search any further. We'd found him, definitely. We'd found him. And with Bookman in our hands, we could follow him wherever he went. Because that was the tune Margaret Ridgway had heard, and Peter Ridgway just before he got the knife in his back. Yes, at last we'd found Demetrius.
A trap is set for Haiti in the next chapter of this story of suspense, Dossier on Demetrius.